headlines. Government sends 30 metric tons of rice to Kafue flood victims, and Zambia strengthens ties with China through investment partnerships. Government has provided 30 metric tons of white rice to flood victims in Kafue district in Lusaka province. Kafue Deputy Council Chairperson Lovias Maia has commended the government for the timely delivery, describing it as a significant relief for affected residents. The aid targets 241 households and 5 wards hit by floods.
News 360.
Zambia Development Agency ZDA says it will use the Shanghai Metals Market SMM platform, hosting more than 3.8 million subscribers, to aggressively market Zambia's investment potential in China. ZDA Director General Albert Kalwampa says the agency will leverage its collaboration with Shanghai Metals Market to promote value addition in critical minerals such as cobalt, copper, lithium, manganese, and other metals. Mr. Kalwampa said this when a delegation of officials from the Presidential Delivery Unit, PDU, Ministry of Energy, National Assembly, and ZESCO met top management officials at the Shanghai Metals Market in China.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has presided over a signing ceremony inaugurating what he's called his Board of Peace. Speaking in Davos, he expressed his belief that it'll help forge what he called a glorious and everlasting peace for the Middle East and the wider world. Some 20 other dignitaries have signed the agreement. Britain said it wouldn't take part, concerned about the possible involvement of President Putin. Denmark's Prime Minister has reiterated that her country wishes to engage in constructive dialogue with allies on strengthening Arctic security as long as this respects the kingdom's territorial integrity. Mette Frederiksen's remarks follow a dramatic day in which President Trump backed away from threats of potentially using force to take over Greenland and of imposing tariffs on European allies on the issue.
The US dollar is trading at 20.23 kwacha. The Great British Pound, 27.17 kwacha. The Euro is trading at 23.73 kwacha. And the South African Rand, 1.24 kwacha. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Kindly take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Now to the NBA, where the New York Knicks ended their four-game losing streak in emphatic fashion with a record-breaking 120-66 win over local rivals the Brooklyn Nets. 54-point margin of victory is the biggest since the Knicks were founded in 1946 and eclipses 48-point winning margins achieved in 1968, 1972, and 1994. The victory at Madison Square Garden followed a poor run that culminated in a 114-97 defeat by Dallas on Monday. Lusaka is cloudy, the maximum temperature reaching 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see a thunderstorm in sports, otherwise a cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government sends 30 metric tons of rice to Kafue flood victims, and Zambia strengthens ties with China through investment partnership. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station.
Thank you.
95 FM. Press Lusaka's official number one hit music station. Music station.
I've been messed up. I've been lonely. Gonna